right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, Popeil Mornings. On a Tuesday, Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, Kelly with headlines. Of course, you on the text line at 343-0106, same number you use to turn up your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. And on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things this morning. First of all, President Trump upped sanction pressure on Iran despite the European dismay as of midnight last night. We started in with more sanctions against Iran. Details on the way. Plus, Jake Peavy Appreciation Night set for Saturday out at the Hank. And a story that's going to have a lot of people talking, I imagine. City of Mobile says they could be collecting fees for stormwater. $10 per residential property. More details on that coming up right now with Kelly in headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we now know the name of the man who drowned on Sunday near Perdido Pass. Orange Beach officials say that man from Jasper was the subject of a distress call around 6 p.m. 53-year-old Richard L. Coleman was found unresponsive when he was pulled from the water. CPR was administered at the site. He was then transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The investigation into what led to this tragic case of events is still ongoing. Here in Lower Alabama, we know that when it rains, it pours, and that stormwater can cause quite a bit of damage. And that's why the administration of Mayor Sandy Stimson is proposing a new stormwater management fee. According to the administration, the state legislature this year has authorized municipalities to collect stormwater fees. If this is approved, the Mobile fee will be collected by the Mobile County Revenue Commissioner. For residential properties, that fee will be $10 per year. For commercial space or commercial property, it will be half cent per square foot, up to a maximum of $3,000 per year. It will not override current property tax exemptions, and it will not apply to green fields or agriculture land. Mayor Sandy Stimson says, quote, "This funding will help us better protect our natural resources and create a cleaner, greener community." The measure is scheduled to be discussed today at the City Council meeting for the Mobile City Council. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews with the Mobile Fire Department put out an overnight blaze on St. Meter Street. When firefighters arrived around 2:30 this morning, flames were shooting out of the back of the home. At this hour, we are not sure what sparked that fire or whether anyone was inside. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is sending a strong message to drug dealers after two big busts. Two men were arrested after they were caught with 8 grams of fentanyl. It's the county's first felony fentanyl arrest since a new state law went into effect in April. Deputies also arrested three people for possession of more than 70 grams of meth while responding to a report of shots being fired at Waterworld Drive.
You never know what a traffic stop is going to reveal. And you never know, a simple call of a warning shot fired at a camping site now has resulted in a huge drug arrest of three convicted felons.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Good morning. It's 7:11 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Birmingham Barons 6-4 Monday night. Barons took an early lead, and the Bay Bears tied the game at 3 in the 7th inning before Birmingham ended up pulling away in the final 2.5 innings. Tonight, Mobile actually gets a night off before beginning a 5-game homestand against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That starts Wednesday night at 6:35 at the Hank. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears are hosting Jake Peavy Appreciation Night to celebrate one of Mobile's top homegrown athletes. Peavy was born in Mobile. He played his high school ball at St. Paul's before being drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. As fate would have it, the Mobile Bay Bears were the double-A team for the Padres at the time, so Peavy spent parts of 2001 and 2002 playing at Hank Aaron Stadium. He would go on to become a 2-time World Series champion with the Boston Red Sox and the San Francisco Giants, a National League Cy Young Award and Triple Crown winner, and a 3-time All-Star. This Saturday, Peavy will be on hand for a meet-and-greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 before throwing out the first pitch against Pensacola at 7 p.m. In the major leagues on Monday, Marwin Gonzalez hit a 9th-inning 3-run homer to give the Houston Astros a 3-1 win over San Francisco.
Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone! The Astros down to their last out. Hit a 3-run home run, Marwin Gonzalez.
Roberto Osuna was on the mound for Houston, got his first win as an Astro. The New York Yankees shut out the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat Kansas City 3-1. The LA Angels got past Detroit 5-2. Arizona beat Philadelphia 3-2 in 14 innings. Miami got the win over St. Louis 2-1. Colorado shut out Pittsburgh 2-0. And the New York Mets beat Cincinnati 6-4. NASCAR CEO and Chairman Brian France was arrested on charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of a controlled substance on Sunday night in New York. The police report says France was pulled over after failing to stop at a stop sign where he was found to be operating the vehicle in an, quote, intoxicated condition. He was also in possession of oxycodone pills. Aggravated driving while intoxicated in New York is charged when someone registers a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or higher. France is 56 years old. He's held the position of chairman and CEO of NASCAR since 2003. NASCAR announced Monday that France will take a leave of absence and that his uncle, Jim France, will fill in as the interim chairman. In college football news, the University of North Carolina suspended 13 football players for games this upcoming season after they were caught allegedly selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes. Mm. 9 players, including quarterback Chaz Surratt, have been suspended for 4 games. Surratt's been competing for the Tar Heels' starting quarterback job alongside Nathan Elliott. 2 players were suspended 2 games, and 2 more players suspended for only the opening game. That opening game is on September the 1st, when UNC opens their season against the California Golden Bears. In NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons announced Monday that they've agreed to terms with free safety Ricardo Allen on a 3-year contract extension worth $19.5 million. Allen has started 45 games since being selected by Atlanta in the 5th round of the 2014 draft. He's made 212 tackles and 6 interceptions. And in some sad news, former Denver Broncos personnel director Tom Heckert passed away Monday night at the age of 51. Actually, he passed away on Sunday night. I apologize. Heckert has been in the league since 1991. He worked as a scout for Miami and general manager for Philadelphia and Cleveland before spending the final 5 seasons of his career in Denver. Heckert had battled an incurable protein disorder of the blood known as amyloidosis for several years. 7:15 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call a Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call a Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorm, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, the few accidents we've had in Mobile have been moved down the roadways. In Fairhope, a bicyclist has been hit off County Road 13 to Morphy Avenue, so be careful through there. No problems across the Bayway or the Causeway, and again, Saraland schools are heading back today, so they've got extra radar and patrol in those areas. Watch your speed. Summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, online fmtalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He has been cleared of all charges by the Ashland United Methodist Church here in Mobile after he was accused by church members of child abuse for promoting a policy which separated immigrant children from their families when they are detained for illegal entry at the U.S. border. So why the complaint? Well, Sessions quoted the Bible, Romans 13, which calls for Christians to obey the law, as his justification for the policy on separating immigrant families at the border. More than 600 people signed on to that complaint. The Reverend Deborah Bishop, a district superintendent in Mobile, dismissed the complaint, saying, quote, a political action is not personal conduct when the political officer is carrying out official policy. In this matter, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was carrying out the official policy of the president and or the United States Department of Justice. It was not an individual act. I believe this type of conduct is not covered by the chargeable offense provisions of the Book of Discipline of the United Methodist Church. A fatal accident claims the life of a pregnant woman, and alcohol may have been a factor. The victim was traveling on the Foley Beach Express on Monday when 57-year-old Deborah Estep hit them both head-on, going the wrong way. Foley police say alcohol is suspected and is being investigated by the department's Traffic Homicide Division. The names of the victims have not yet been released until the next of kin has been notified. Mom and her unborn baby were flown to Sacred Heart Hospital, but died due to the extent of their injuries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's Larry from Shelby, previously on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Squirrel, you're on the air.
How's the fan club going?
I cannot endorse the Feinbaum fan club.
Are there any perks to being a member of the Feinbaum fan club?
No, none.
Have you ever been a member of any fan club?
I think the Mickey Mouse club.
Okay, yeah, me either. I've not been a big fan of fan clubs.
He's got an opinion and a microphone. And he's on FM Talk 106.5, the Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2.
And speaking of Paul, you said he was getting some pushback from Ohio State fans.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yesterday, in front of the Ohio State Stadium, they had a rally.
Yeah.
They were supporting Urban Meyer,
right,
with this whole domestic abuse,
yes,
case that's been going on. Of course, Urban Meyer, not the one alleged of domestic abuse, but some people saying he covered it.
Right.
So anyway, Ohio State had a rally yesterday, including Ezekiel Elliott. His father was one of those out there. And of course, Ezekiel Elliott was once accused of domestic abuse, so maybe not the best one out there. But they were all holding signs. I think there were over 100 people, and there were a lot of signs out there that had been homemade, almost like for a college game day broadcast before the season. And Feinbaum was the ire of a lot of those signs. One of them almost like a March Madness bracket of the four most hated reporters, at least according to Ohio State fans. And Feinbaum did make the final two. He, along with Brett McMurphy, who originally broke this story. And Feinbaum's been one of those most outspoken about what should happen with Urban Meyer. So not a big fan, Ohio State fans, right now, of Paul Feinbaum.
Did Corso make a pick who he thought was going to win as the most hated reporter? Did he?
No comment yet on Corso. He'll probably have to make sure he has one of those Feinbaum heads made before he can throw it on.
All right, 723 FM Talk 106.5. You think about saving money this summer or any time? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances when you refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. All right, think about this. Right now, we know interest rates are going up, and already interest rates are high nationally for credit cards, 18-19%. Well, the folks at LightStream offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay. You can get your money as soon as today if you apply today. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. I add a story here to the tariff talk, as we've talked about the state of Alabama being affected. Mostly the stories have been the port here locally and a discussion of auto manufacturing in the state. But I saw this coming from WAFF TV, and I guess this is in my new, I have not looked at my new issue of Alabama Cattleman, which I really, it's really a magazine that does show, often I joke about magazines, but that's one that actually does show up at my house. And from WAFF, they said, China says it's going to impose new tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods in retaliation for the latest tariff threats from the Trump administration. The new tax will impact cattle farmers. Jim Atkins of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association said this trade war is going to be a big blow for the beef industry. Atkins says this new tariff increase will be unfortunate for cattle farmers across the country. U.S. farmer profits are at some of the lowest levels in more than a decade, according to the Department of Agriculture. Now, American beef producers will have to pay more to sell to China, while at the same time lose some of their existing income as Chinese buyers seek cheaper imports from other countries. He said if things don't change, it will continue to get worse for the cattle and meatpacking industries. According to the Chinese government, the beef industry could see import tax range in the rate of 5 to 25%.
Holy cow.
So, and I don't know how big of a market how big of a percentage of the beef sales China is for the U.S. But obviously, if it goes up a 25% increase, if that's your tariff, then the Chinese are going to go somewhere else to buy whatever beef they do consume.
And that's awful for our farmers, of course. But I guess in the short term, if you're just an American who goes out and buys meat, I mean, wouldn't that mean that the price of meat would drop at least temporarily if they have too much, if they have more meat than they can sell right now because they're not getting it out there to China?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that would mean the price would drop in grocery stores. But, I mean, that's awful. We don't want our farmers to be hurting.
Well, you know, a lot of the farm discussion has been around soybean farmers and those exports, and those are really big to China. And I should know this, but I don't, what kind of export there is to the Chinese market for beef. And so that's just another component from farmers to ranchers. You know, it's going to affect a lot of people here in the state, and just another, you know, another quadrant. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the negotiations work themselves out before this starts really, really impacting the bottom line.
And I guess another thing to worry about, another part of a trade war that you'd have to think, is if China has been getting their meat from here or anything else that we've put tariffs on, and they start finding those products elsewhere from somewhere other than the United States. Well, if that works out better for them, will they ever come back to us once this trade war ends? That's probably another part of the trade war that needs to be, examined.
What was that? Is it stickiness? We learned in econ class or something, like there's a stickiness to it. In other words, what you said, if they all of a sudden start buying from another source and things do come back even, it's tough to, I mean, the price, if the price gets to a certain point, sure, they'll go back to where the price is right. But if it's very close and they built new relationships, it might be tough to rekindle that business.
I can't imagine how tough it is. I mean, you have to have some great advisors that really know what they're talking about when it comes down to things like this, because it seems so complex and there's so many different just things to think about when you're in a trade war like this. I hope that President Trump has some really good, close, trusted advisors that know what they're talking about.
Absolutely. 727 FM Talk 106.5. On the text line, too, Jimmy had asked about the Bob Dylan concert that we had talked about earlier. Yeah, I got this yesterday from the folks at the Sanger. That show coming up on October 17th at the Mobile Sanger. Tickets go on sale on the 10th.
That's
that
awesome.
Show. So, yeah, Dylan, like I said, 20 years ago, I said, man, I got to see Dylan. This is probably the last time he'll tour. I said that 20 years ago. So.
And then Vince Gill coming to the Sanger, too.
Those that's are cool.
Two of my favorite artists to listen to, Vince Gill and Bob Dylan.
So yeah, that's good perfect. Fall ahead of you.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, we were asking today, as all the discussion of banning things on YouTube with the Alex Jones story had come up, and you had suggested some of the things you wanted to ban.
Yes.
Right. You had Psy.
Yeah, Psy with the Oppa Gangnam Style.
Right.
Also, some of those videos that you think you're going to watch like a news story, but it ends up just being basically what a journalist wrote. They type it out on the screen.
Right.
Another one, I don't know if you've seen these, like the 20-year-olds that say they've made $50 million and you can too, and they pull up in a Lamborghini and they say, hey, look, I've made a lot of money.
Right.
Follow me to my page and I'll show you how. When you're looking at some 20-year-old who, you know, there's no way that he knows the secrets to making money.
So you're banning him too?
Banned.
Our buddy Marty said he wanted to ban Rick Astley. That's just cruel. All right, we're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More students head back to class today. This morning is the first day of school for Saraland City Schools. Saraland schools are starting the year on a high note after the ranking website Niche gave Saraland the highest marks of all school systems in South Alabama. 15 states, including Alabama and Florida, have sided with Nevada as they fight drug companies for the right to use their products in lethal injections. Republican attorney generals from the 15 states have filed documents with the Nevada Supreme Court arguing that the claims of the drug company Alphagen, which does not want its drug used for executions, is part of a war on the death penalty. Happening today, we are expecting to learn new details about a deadly shooting that happened almost 4 months ago. A preliminary hearing is set for the suspect in the case, 34-year-old Elanesto Fox. A judge will determine if there is enough evidence for Fox's case to go to a grand jury. I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is tweeting out his support for the Republican candidate in a special congressional election in Ohio today that has the GOP scrambling to hold a seat that's long been theirs in a Republican district. Ryan Nobles has more from Westerville, Ohio.
Republicans are desperately hoping to hold on to the seat they've held for more than three decades. But in 2018, this special election is competitive. Upstart Democrat Danny O'Connor has drawn the race against Republican State Senator Troy Balderson into a statistical tie.
In Kansas, two House and one Senate primary and the nomination for governor are on the ballot. Star witness Rick Gates is set to return today to the stand in the financial fraud trial of Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman. Gates is expected to detail the ins and outs of Manafort's finances, including what prosecutors say was an elaborate offshore tax evasion and fraud scheme. The first wave of new U.S. sanctions on Iran is in place this morning. Additional sanctions in November will hit Iran's oil exports. I'm Michael Toscano.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Chinese state media kept up their criticism of President Trump's trade policies with the newspaper today describing as wishful thinking Trump's belief that a fall in Chinese stocks was a sign of his winning the trade war. The editorial in the official China Daily underscores an increasingly aggressive stance adopted by Chinese state media against Trump, a shift from the previous approach of tempering any direct criticism of the president. Facebook wants your financial data. The social media giant has asked large banks to share detailed financial information about their customers, including card transactions and checking account balances, as part of an effort to offer new services to users. Facebook increasingly wants to be a platform where people buy and sell goods and services. Crude oil up 65 cents, trading at $69.66 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating moderate gains at the open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so unfortunately, you called that one right again yesterday. The heat index over 100 by the time I got started with the midday show. Please tell me it's going to be different today.
It's going to be different, about 105.
Come on. Oh, man.
105 heat index for this afternoon, and temperature, well, up around 94 to 95 degrees. Got up officially at 94 yesterday, and this time of the year we expect a high of about 91, so we're going to be above normal again today. We do have a chance of a few thunderstorms developing this afternoon, and they will provide some temporary relief from the heat. We'll cool down. Hard to say it's cooling, but we'll get down into the low 70s tonight, and a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny day, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and temperatures in the low to mid-90s, and a heat index up around 105. Mm. Now, the rest of the week, plenty of sunshine Thursday, a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And then Friday and Saturday, a good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. A weather front is going to stall again through central Alabama, and that'll help set off the thunderstorms here along the coast. About 92 for Friday, upper 80s to near 90 on Saturday. Looks like the best day this weekend will be Sunday, with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, it is, of course, not the peak of hurricane season, but August has been a busy month in the tropics in the past. How are we looking now?
Right now, looking good across the Gulf of Mexico and also the Caribbean. We actually see a cluster or a small cluster of thunderstorms developing about midway between the Caribbean and the African coast. Conditions there have not been favorable for development, so we'll watch and see if this system intensifies. There is an area out in the middle of the Atlantic at a much higher latitude, and it's been showing some signs of development, but if it does, it's no threat to any land area, and it should stay out over the central Atlantic.
All right, that's good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, of course, has forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5 and tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. All right, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. A lot of texts coming in, but a lot of subjects this morning. Of course, that tariff we just mentioned, how it could affect beef farmers, cattle farmers here in the state of Alabama. Also asking what you would remove from YouTube if you were given the power of the edit, and a lot of suggestions coming in there as well. We'll keep that going.
Yeah, and that started with Alex Jones, of course, being shadow banned.
Yes, shadow banned, yes.
From Facebook, now iTunes, YouTube, and Spotify kicking right. InfoWars off. So we were just discussing who should we kick off, and I said Psy. You said PewDiePie, which I think
PewDiePie, yes.
If we start with those two, that'll be a good start.
Also, your list, we'll compile this and talk about it next hour. And also, I saw a story about, this is something I have not heard in a long time, a new interstate. Right? And like it's now we have spurs and extensions and all those things, but a new interstate. AP story this morning says supporters of a proposed new interstate that would connect communities in five southern states say it would reduce poverty and improve the lives of residents along the route. Proposed Interstate 14 would run from West Texas across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. A map showing a route for the concept being promoted by its supporters shows it running through the central portions of all five states. It would run from I-10 in West Texas through Killeen and College Station areas, cross through central Louisiana in the Alexandria area. In Mississippi, it would run through Natchez, Laurel, and Meridian. In Alabama, the conceptual route would take in the communities of Selma, Montgomery, and Phoenix City. In Georgia, it would connect Columbus, Macon, and Augusta. University of Georgia student and two Alabama friends launched a nonprofit organization earlier this year to promote the concept, according to a story from the Columbus Ledger Inquirer. The Columbus-based multimedia firm produced a video outlining the idea, and supporters say the interstate should be built because economic prosperity comes from trade, and Interstate 14 is about connecting places. It will connect forts, it will connect ports, it will connect major cities. The goal is to draw attention to the proposed new interstate, and belief by its backers, it would help reduce poverty, create business, and improve the lives of residents in communities along the route. We'll talk more about that coming up. It's been a long time since I've heard discussion of a new interstate. It's always like fixing this interstate or adding this, you know, access road, but this is talking about a new one. What do you think? 740, coming right back.
The good people of Advanced Disposal of the Gulf Coast ask you to respect the school safety patrol as you would any other law enforcement association. The safety patrol is there to assist you, parents and children alike. Obey their signals. Cross the street when directed. Keep your hands on the wheel and never text and drive. Let's make this the safest school year ever. This message made possible by the good people of Advanced Disposal of the Gulf Coast taking part in the Back to School Safety Program.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. University and Airport broke down, Jeep blocking traffic there. They're going to move it out of the roadway here in just a minute, but you are seeing some backups. No accidents at this time. Still looks good from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Traffic building from 90, and as you're traveling over towards the Bayway, eastbound I-10, you've got radar near DIP and 65. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. A beer pairing dinner is coming up at the Battle House Hotel on August 11th, partnering with local brewmasters Serna's Brewery. Indulge on four beers and four courses for only $50. For reservations, call the Battle House at 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your At The Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, sitting at 77 now, but you heard Dr. Bill heading for high in the 90s, heat index over 100, but of course, it's August. It's South Alabama. These kind of things happen. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Financial news which may impact you as Wells Fargo. Now admitting they calculated incorrectly and that misstep may have led to the unnecessary foreclosure of as many as 400 homes. The mistake included attorney's fees and a formula which determined if homeowners qualified for federally backed assistance programs. That mistake led to 625 customers being incorrectly denied loan modifications, with 400 of them having their homes foreclosed upon. The homeowners impacted by the error were in the foreclosure process between April 13, 2010 and October 20, 2015. According to financial filings submitted last week, Wells Fargo has set aside $8 million to take care of the customers' losses, a figure that equals about $20,000 per customer. Spokesperson for the bank says, quote, there's not a clear direct cause and effect relationship between the modification and denials and foreclosures, and that they were very sorry this error had occurred. The Super Soaker being applauded and the mobile genius behind the fun is being recognized in a new video series from A&E Networks and Reddit. Mobile native Lonnie Johnson, who created the Super Soaker water gun in his, quote, spare time as a NASA engineer, will be highlighted this week. Johnson is perhaps the only man in the world in the Toy Hall of Fame and recognized by Popular Mechanics for having developed one of the top 10 new world-changing innovations, as according to AL.com. Using the capital from his toy innovations, Johnson has spent years working on solid-state battery technology and his thermo-electrochemical converter system, known as the JTEC. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The path your life has followed has taken you far. But getting from where you are today to where you want to arrive tomorrow takes a financial plan customized solely for you. Guided by your personal private banker, your dedicated team of advisors at BBVA Compass will provide financial solutions and comprehensive wealth planning. BBVA Compass Global Wealth, creating opportunities for you and your family every step of the way. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/wealth. Financial planning services provided by BBVA Compass. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Crews with the Mobile Fire Department put out an overnight blaze on St. Meter Street. When firefighters arrived around 2:30 this morning, flames were shooting out of the back of the home. At this hour, we are not sure what sparked that fire or whether anyone was inside. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is sending a strong message to drug dealers after two big busts. Two men were arrested after they were caught with 8 grams of fentanyl. It's the county's first felony fentanyl arrest since a new state law went into effect in April. Deputies also arrested three people for possession of more than 70 grams of meth while responding to a report of shots being fired at Waterworld Drive.
You never know what a traffic stop is going to reveal. And you never know a simple call of a warning shot fired at a camping site now has resulted in a huge drug arrest of three convicted felons.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Good morning. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Birmingham Barons 6-4 Monday night. Barons took an early lead, and the Bay Bears tied the game at 3 in the 7th inning before Birmingham pulled away in the final 2.5 innings. Tonight, Mobile will take a night off before beginning a 5-game homestand against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That starts on Wednesday night at 6:35 at the Hank. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears are hosting Jake Peavy Appreciation Night to celebrate one of Mobile's top homegrown athletes. Peavy was born in Mobile and played high school ball at St. Paul's.
Go Saints.
What was that?
Go Saints.
Did you go to St. Paul's?
Go Saints.
That's all you got to say.
Go Saints.
He was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 1999 MLB draft. And as fate would have it, the Mobile Bay Bears were the Double-A team for the Padres at the time. So Peavy got to stay at home in Mobile. He spent parts of 2001 and 2002 playing at Hank Aaron Stadium. Actually, my first Bay Bears game, Jake Peavy was on the mound. And
And
I happened to win a signed Jake Peavy baseball. Still sits at my home
pretty
in Groveville.
Pretty strong there.
Yeah, pretty awesome. He would go on to become a 2-time World Series champion with the Boston Red Sox and San Francisco Giants, a National League Cy Young Award and Triple Crown winner, and a 3-time All-Star. This Saturday, Peavy will be on hand for a meet and greet from 6 p.m. to 6:40 before throwing out the first pitch against Pensacola at 7 p.m. In the major leagues on Monday, Marwin Gonzalez hit a 9th-inning 3-run homer to give the Houston Astros a 3-1 win over San Francisco.
Marwin hits one deep to left field. Back goes Hernandez, looking up, gone! The Astros down to their last out. Hit a 3-run home run, Marwin Gonzalez.
Roberto Osuna was on the mound for the first time as a Houston Astros and picked up the win. The New York Yankees shut out the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Javier Baez hit his 25th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat Kansas City 3-1. The LA Angels got past Detroit 5-2. Arizona beat Philadelphia 3-2 in 14 innings. Miami got the win over St. Louis 2-1. Colorado shut out Pittsburgh 2-0. And the New York Mets beat Cincinnati 6-4. NASCAR CEO and Chairman Brian France was arrested on charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated and criminal possession of a controlled substance on Sunday night in New York. The police report says France was pulled over after failing to stop at a stop sign where he was found to be operating his vehicle in an intoxicated condition. He was also in possession of oxycodone pills. Aggravated driving while intoxicated in New York is charged when someone registers a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or higher. France is 56 years old. He's held the position of chairman and CEO of NASCAR since 2003. NASCAR announced Monday that France will take a leave of absence and that his uncle, Jim France, will fill in as the interim chairman. In college football news, the University of North Carolina suspended 13 football players for games this upcoming season after they were caught allegedly selling school-issued special edition Nike Jordan shoes. 9 players, including quarterback Chaz Surratt, have been suspended for 4 games. Surratt's been competing for the Tar Heels' starting quarterback job alongside Nathan Elliott. 2 players were suspended 2 games, and 2 more players suspended for only the opening game. UNC opens its season against the California Golden Bears on September the 1st. And in NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons announced Monday they've agreed to terms with free safety Ricardo Allen on a 3-year contract extension worth $19.5 million. Allen has started 45 games since being selected by Atlanta in the 5th round of the 2014 draft. He's made 212 tackles and 6 interceptions. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and speaking of shoes in the news here. On the way, a mashup, a collaboration between a tennis shoe manufacturer and a cereal manufacturer.
I'm interested.
All right. Coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a scattered afternoon thunderstorm with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
FriendlyJubileeRoofing.com traffic center northbound 65. As you're traveling near Government Street, you've got an accident and it's in the middle of the roadway. Be careful. Officers are heading there now. Also, Saraland's heading back to school today and they have got an accident off of 158 and Shell Street just west of I-65. It's been blocking the roadway as well. Got some traffic delays there. Be careful. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile, Baldwin County's commercial residential properties. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And I'm not telling you how to live your life here, but just a suggestion. Kids back to school. Kids unaware of what's happening during the day. Kids pile up junk. Have the junk disappear. And honestly, if you're like, if your children are like most American children, they may not even notice, other than the fact that the house will be organized when they get home, what's actually gone. So if you've got that issue, or you got to get a property ready to sell, or you have an office that's cluttered, or you have things in your attic you physically can't move, if you got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Pretty darn easy to set that appointment time, too. You go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Controversial radio host Alex Jones making his own headlines this morning now that Facebook and Apple have both removed his content online. His pages were removed from Facebook for, quote, repeatedly posting content over the past several days that breaks community standards. All four pages have been unpublished for repeated violations of community standards and accumulating too many strikes. The four pages were Alex Jones Channel page, the Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and InfoWars Nightly News page. Jones himself has been placed on a 30-day block for his role in posting that content. The post celebrated violence while others, using language highly disrespectful against transgenders and Muslims and immigrants. Jones is able, though, to appeal the ban, but if he does not or those efforts fail, the pages will be removed permanently. Pages have more than 2.5 million followers. The Facebook ban comes after Apple, YouTube, and Spotify removed his podcasts and videos from their respective platforms. If you love great music, a great show, and Bob Dylan, he is coming to Mobile. He'll be performing at the Mobile Sanger Theater.
The show will take place October the 17th. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday, August the 10th. Prices range from $59.50 to $119.50. Those tickets available via Ticketmaster. The concert's called Bob Dylan and His Band. He'll also play in Huntsville as well. All of this is great news if you missed him 2 years ago when he came to the Port City. For more information on tour date listings, go to bobdylan.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Boardings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. And I don't know why this hadn't happened in the past, and all the mashups that are out there. This one, I mean, shouldn't be a big surprise. Maybe the surprise is they haven't done it any earlier. Nike and General Mills just released three new limited edition pairs of basketball shoes that are based on different cereals. Cereals. So, you know, often it'll be sports teams or, you know, different color combinations for this. This is for cereals. They're based on the basketball shoe line Nike makes for Kyrie Irving from the Boston Celtics because apparently he really likes cereal. So it's Jerry Seinfeld and Kyrie Irving that are big fans of cereal.
Lots of NBA players, because they just happen to play in a sport where you run all the time and you're allowed to get away with eating things like cereal.
Right, and like in the big bowl. The big salad bowl full of cereal. Okay, so here's the lineup that they're releasing these on Saturday. Number one, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
All right. Cool. So it's one of my top favorite cereals.
Brown and covered in swirls. I'm going to link this through on the Twitter feed so you all can look at them. Number two here, I guess this will... Maybe this works for St. Patrick's Day for me. Lucky Charms. They're bright red and have an embossed picture of marshmallow shapes on them. And then, fittingly enough, Kix.
Oh, okay. I see what they did there.
Pretty boring as a cereal, but they are pretty exciting as a shoe. Bright and yellow, and bright yellow and blue. That's the theme of the Kix basketball shoes. And the liners inside the shoes have actual pictures of the cereal on them. Retail price, $120, which for athletic shoes anymore, so that seems cheap. $120, and Nike's going to release them on the Sneakers app. That's SNKRS. That's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah, so the Sneakers app, they will go on sale, and they will be gone in 5 minutes, and then they'll be going for resale for at least $1,000.
Oh, yeah, check them out on eBay for sure. Unless you have some goofy foot size, you're going to pay through the nose. All right, I'll put that link up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Coming back for hour number three, Quinn Hilliard joins us next.